Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us with some help from Metallica.
Yeah, you gotta let that breathe. Oh,
there you go.
Everybody in Radio Land.
Hey, Eric.
I apologize. I'm a bit out of sorts. Just as I was, 5 minutes before Daddy's radio spot, minor domestic crisis unfolded.
Uh-oh.
I think we've straightened it out. It's one of those, like, you want to explain to your child that it's going to happen 50 million more times to them, and, you know, the first couple times it's always the worst.
Uh-oh.
And it's which can be applied to any given situation.
Oh, yes.
Right? It's like it's the first this and the first that, and you're just like, yep, it's going to be okay. No worries. Dad knows.
Dad's been there. Dad has lived through all of this, and then he turned out mostly okay.
Mostly, yeah. And that's the best any of us can hope for.
Right.
So I'm going to zig and zag a little bit today with people's understanding and permission. I hope everybody is doing well. We're going to talk about some folks who are not doing well at the moment. But first, a fun pre-announcement. As many people know, we at Bangor Wine and the Meehan family specifically have long been fans and supporters of the Bangor Symphony Orchestra. And as I've expressed to countless people over the past couple months in sharing my joy at being open and being able to be, you know, who I am and what I do, which is a wine merchant, and to, you know, to see my customers and to indeed pay my bills, has been a blessing. But I often have said, you know, it's important for me, as it always is, to try and find a way to help those who need help. And so the Bangor Symphony is going to be doing basically a virtual series, as so many performing organizations are choosing to do these days. And it's going to be a subscription-based series that will play. The plan, as I understand it, is that there will be a performance of the thing, as it were, and then there will be a 2-week lag until the playing of the thing to allow for editing, etc. But what this is also going to allow us to do is, for those of you who don't go to the Bangor Symphony, shame on you. Now's your chance to sign up and experience what you're missing. We at Bangor Wine have been doing a VIP lounge for donors who give $500 and over during intermission, and have shared kava and other Bangor Wine tasty treats for those folks. And we were wondering how to help, and so what we're going to do now, because of the COVID restrictions on the number of players or number of people, essentially, that are able to gather in one space, they are having to, and God bless Bangor Symphony for having someone like Lucas Richmond, who can, his depth of knowledge is so great, they're having to reprogram the entire season for 35-member or under orchestra, and bear in mind that this season was to have been full of large orchestral works and grandiose things. This was to be the 125th anniversary, right? So what we're going to do is we are going to pair, once Lucas, who is a good friend of mine, we're going to chat, and he said, okay, I'm going to do these programs, and we're going to do a pairing that's going to be available, the products of which will be available through Bangor Wine. And Lucas and I and players yet to be determined, I think, are going to sit down and do an in-person but socially distanced discussion/tasting that subscribers will be able to tune into for the first one, which will be sort of a question and answer and lengthier one. And then we'll be available just to everybody via the Bangor Wine Facebook, etc. So it's going to be a really fun opportunity for me to, you know, kind of flex my muscles in terms of, okay, you're doing, you know, this piece from here and this piece from here, or with this theme, and and a fun way for people to, because people have been asking a lot about, you know, are you doing tastings? Well, no, obviously not in person these days, but here's what we can manage virtually. And I think it's going to be a nice way to support the symphony that we love, and then also, you know, include our community at Bangor Wine with that. So please, folks, do stay tuned for that, because that's going to be a very fun and I think enlightening discussion. You know, I mean, anytime wine is involved, it's always a fun, rollicking good time. But with folks like Lucas involved, I mean, the man, first of all, he's not just Grammy Award winning, but he's, you know, multi-award winning. The man was an apprentice of perhaps, you know, the greatest conductor, musical personality that this country has ever known. So he has stories, and I'm sure they're going to be shared. So that's fun.
That sounds great. And Luke, yeah, Lucas is an awesome storyteller.
He's magnificent. And also, I mean, I'm truly hoping that we can involve other members of the orchestra, many of whom have become my friends over the years, who are equally as fascinating. Stuart Mars, who is a professor at Orono and who occasionally plays with the orchestra and is a former board member, he was up at Limestone with Fish for that, you know, unbelievable concert that they held up there. Seems like a million years ago now. But he performed the quartet for the End of Time in front of 100,000 fish heads. Like, there's stories to be told in this orchestra, and maybe this will be an opportunity for that.
That sounds great.
Quintet, by the way, not quartet. Anyway, the bad. We're going to have to talk about this, because we are talking about California, finishing up with California this month. Things are not good, to say the least, out in California right now, in some of our favorite wine-producing areas. So quick update, there was September 27th, so just a couple days ago, there was what's called the glass fire that ignited, and it has consumed already more than the latest update that I got was it's nearing 43,000 acres, and burning some of Napa's most notable tourist destinations, as well as vineyards and vineyard facilities. Names that you probably know actually have gotten spared, at least for the moment, like Duckhorn and Rombauer. Apparently they were fighting tooth and nail to save those. An interesting little tidbit that I found was at the Jeter Vineyards, which is on Howell Mountain. So there's in the Napa Valley, obviously, there's several mountains that sort of comprise the slopes of that, and Howell is one, and that's where the fire first started. At these particular vineyards, they have a 500,000-gallon water tank, so the firefighters actually convened there and made that their command center. But it's barely contained. It's basically zero containment at this point. And so that's going to affect a lot of our favorite California wines, especially Napa. One of the things that I talk about during this segment usually, this sort of last segment in California, is the price of California wines. And something that I pointed out in my Wine of the Week video is that Napa wines and Sonoma wines, but specifically Napa wines, though they account for only between 4% and 8% of the production of California, they account for something like 80% of the cost, the paid for cost of these wines. People pay for Napa wines $500 a bottle, whereas you can get, you know, cases of Paso Robles wine for that. So it's going to hurt the overall economy pretty badly. And as we've talked about, again, up and down California, to their, you know, credit, there are great wine-growing areas. So though I'm focusing on Napa, Sonoma, and Lake County specifically, that have been heavily affected in the sort of the more well-known areas, there, as I was looking at the California fire map, I mean, there are fires actively burning in many areas where they're growing wine. Areas you may not have heard of necessarily, you know, with name recognition, but there's a lot of winemakers. I mean, I guess to that point, these are places where the people with no money are going out and trying, right? So these are people who are, they haven't already made the gazillions and just invested in the vineyard. So it's going to be pretty detrimental. And I think, let's just say November 3rd, if you're a wine lover, perhaps think about the effects of climate change, because they're making your wine scarcer and worse. So something to think about as we head into tonight's debate and things like that. I doubt they're going to be talking about the wildfires in California, but it is relevant to this segment, so I wanted to talk about it today.
Excellent.
How am I doing? I'm probably out of time, yeah?
You are indeed, but that was perfect timing on your part.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, I'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about the rest of the U.S. wine industry. Cheers.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, and Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.